St. Julia, Virgin and Martyr, pray for us. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. Well, children, today Father McKenna will be singing the High Mass and will be wearing the green vestments. And the reason that we do this is that because yesterday was the Feast of the Holy Trinity, the green Mass, the first Sunday of Pentecost, could not be offered. And all of the Sunday Masses throughout the year have to be offered. And so when they can't be done on a Sunday, they are moved to the next free day, which happens to be this time today. And so it is the Mass of the first Sunday after Pentecost. But today is also the feast, Butler's Life says it is, of St. Julia, a virgin and martyr. And she was a noble virgin, which means a higher class person, probably with lots of money and riches and things like that. And she lived in Africa, the city of Carthage, in the early 400s. And when her city was taken over by its enemies, she was taken away from her home and sold as a slave to a pagan named Eusebius. And so she had to move far away from her home, far away from her family and everything that she loved, to work for her new master. Now, since she was a noble lady, it was most humiliating for her to have to do the tasks of a servant, a slave. But she could have done it in a bad sort of way, when she's moping around all day long with a sad look on her face and letting everyone know just how much she doesn't want to be there doing that sort of work. Or she could have taken up her cross with joy and worked with great cheerfulness, even though she never wanted to be in that place, never wanted to do that sort of work, and everything made her unhappy. And that's exactly what she did. She worked always with cheerfulness and always patiently, and as a result, what happened? She eventually found peace and happiness and became happy because she had worked at it. That is, she had tried to be cheerful and patient, though she suffered very much. And whenever she was not working with Eusebius, she would spend her extra time in prayer and in spiritual reading, which also helped her very much to be a good servant of her master. And Eusebius was so impressed with her virtue and the behavior of St. Julia that one day he had to go out, and he was going to these pagan festivals, some superstitious form of worship of false gods. And he decided to take St. Julia with him. And when they got to the place called Corsica, then he went to attend these ceremonies. And Julia stayed as far back as she could. She wanted no part of it. And Eusebius knew about that too. He knew that she would not want to go and didn't force her. He was a good master in that regard. But then the governor of that island, of Corsica, his name was Felix, he saw Julia standing so far back and saw that she would not take part in worshiping the false gods. And he became very upset and asked Eusebius, "Who is that lady? Why isn't she here sacrificing to the gods?" And Eusebius just answered very frankly, "Well, she's a Christian. And all power over her would be useless to try to get her to give up her religion." And then he said that she is so virtuous that he could never part with her. So even though she wouldn't offer sacrifice to the false gods, nevertheless, he didn't want to be separated from her. And the governor then attempted a trade with Eusebius. He said, "Well, if you give me Julia, then you can have four of my best slaves." And Eusebius boldly refused. He said, "There is no way. You will never take her from me because she is so pious and so devout." And that night, while Eusebius was drunk and asleep, the governor came in and then went to St. Julia to ask her to sacrifice to his gods and promised that if she sacrificed, that he would free her. And she refused, of course. And the governor became very upset, had her struck on the face, and then tore all the hair off of her head. and then finally crucified her. And that is how this Saint Julia, the virgin and martyr, died, a very great saint for us to imitate today. Now, naturally speaking, remember, this saint had a very sad life and many reasons for being unhappy and all of that, because she was taken away from everything that she loved. She was enslaved, and then she couldn't practice her faith with freedom. And finally, she gave up her life for her faith. Naturally speaking, children, that's a very sad and unhappy life. But she loved God so much that she accepted everything, excuse me, accepted everything that God had sent her. And whether she worked in a distant land as a slave or was doing her prayers or being dragged off to be tortured, she always kept her soul at peace. And she always tried to remain cheerful and to endure everything with patience. That's the lesson of St. Julia this today, children. None of us want to be here at school, I'm sure. It's a very hard thing. You have to leave home and leave your Xboxes and leave all of these other fun things to come to school to learn. Well, think of how St. Julia was and how she always tried to keep cheerful and patient because God wanted her in this place. And God wants all of you children here in this school today and in this church to hear Mass right now. So do everything cheerfully as you can, and patiently, because God wants it. And whenever you do what God wants, that is the way to sanctify your soul the best, and that is the way to heaven. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen.